You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is the time of year when the for sale signs start popping up with the crocuses and tulips. At least that's what usually happens come springtime, but that's not necessarily the case this home buying season in the Grand Rapids area. Ryan Ogle is here to tell us what's going on. He's president of the Greater Regional Alliance of Realtors. Ryan Ogle, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What words would you use right now, Ryan, to describe the state of the housing market in Grand Rapids in West Michigan?
Well, we have an inventory crisis, so that would be the best way to describe it. But also, you'll hear realtors say there's a logjam in the market.
Okay, a logjam. So what is causing this logjam?
Well, we have more buyers than we have homes for sale. And where the logjam gets started is the people who are interested in selling their house in 2018 won't let us put their home up for sale until we find them one to buy. And that kind of perpetuates this logjam of the market moving, because we need those first-time home buyers to be able to buy the houses of these move-up buyers, but the move-up buyers won't list until they find the next house. And you just kind of have a cycle there. But it's interesting. We kind of have a perfect storm, and if you talk to the public and realtors out there, they'd say it's a good market, and it's kind of known that Grand Rapids is doing well and prices are up, and typically people would say, well, that's a great real estate market. It is, but it creates other challenges of what can you sell all these people who want to live in Grand Rapids.
And in addition to that, what else is going on?
Well, in addition to that, we have people moving to West Michigan. So we have more people coming in, and we weren't prepared for that. When we came out of the recession, when the housing market had crashed, we didn't have the new plats of land developed for lots for builders to build on. So we weren't ready for this demand of people coming here. And a lot of our companies here in the West Michigan area are doing well and are hiring, and people are moving in for that. And then also the colleges are doing well. More students are coming for school, and that takes up some of the homes because investors can rent houses out versus sell them.
As I was looking at some numbers, and I noticed the average price of a pending home sale now is something in the $208,000, $209,000 range. Does that sound about right?
That is correct. That was last month's stats, correct.
And then when you go back to 2009, it was just a little over $107,000. That's quite an increase.
Very much so.
And that's not motivating people to say, you know what, maybe I should sell that and make some money. People are hanging on to their homes anyway?
Yeah, and I think it's two parts to that. If you're in the real estate world, you're privy to what's going on in the market. And if you happen to be, you know, someone from the public who's looking to buy or sell a house, you know about the current market and the values and conditions. But for the average homeowner, if they weren't really looking to sell and they aren't like best friends with the real estate agent, they have no idea what the average prices are. A lot of people aren't paying attention to that until they're actually ready to jump in the market. So I think a big part of the solution to, you know, maybe helping this logjam burst loose is getting the information out there, awareness to these sellers, like, hey, you could sell your house and make a pretty decent amount of money right now.
I'm just, yeah, with increased homeowner or home values like that, I have to wonder why aren't older homeowners, I guess I'm talking to my generation, hey, baby boomers,
yep.
Why aren't they selling and downsizing? What's going on there?
Yeah, so a classic example would be myself. I live on a block in a very popular neighborhood where they built a new elementary school. So there's a lot of younger families that want to move into that neighborhood so their kids can go to school there and you can live right by the school and park, right? And on my own block, I have three empty nesters who've lived there probably over 20 years. Kids are out of the house and the home's probably too big for them. And they would say, hey, Ryan, you can sell my house, but find me an affordable $200,000, $250,000 condo somewhere that we can move into. And I can't find them that right now. So then it's natural for them to say, well, I'll just stay here in my home that I don't owe anything on.
Which I can't fault that, but it, as you say, it makes it hard when people are coming in and wanting homes. And so I saw one figure that said this past January, there were 1,212 homes listed.
Yes. Yep. And that's just over a month's worth of inventory. So that's an all-time low for us.
And when I look back further, 2009, there were 11,000 homes.
Correct.
All right. That says the story. So what can be done? Why aren't builders building with all this demand? Why isn't there just a burst of building?
So builders are building. I think builders, though, can pick and choose what they want to build right now because there's a lot of demand. And if you're a builder and you can pick and choose the market you're going to build in a price range or build for clients where you're going to make a decent amount of money on it. And I think a lot of builders are choosing a higher-end home to build. And then also, you know, part of the issue, too, is there's a need for better trades and tradespeople in the area. So I think a lot of builders are lacking the right support crews and, you know, the framers and the painters and the plumbers and some of those trade services that they need to build at a higher level of production.
And, but yet I see that the Grand Rapids market is considered undervalued. Why is that?
Well, I think compared to the rest of the country, we were way undervalued to begin with. So even though we've had such a dramatic increase in price from 2009 till now, like you pointed out, we still are pretty affordable, especially if you're moving here from a bigger metro market like Atlanta or Chicago. You can look at some of these homes here, and 209, yeah, it's gone up, and that's a decent price for people from around here. But if you're coming from that outside market, it's still a heck of a deal.
Yes. I know prices in Chicago, and you're absolutely right. How's the rental market, by the way?
So that's the interesting part, right? Because sometimes the housing market's up and the rental market's down, or vice versa. The rental market's up and the housing market's down. Right now, they're both up, and that's part of the problem. If I go back to the example of the neighbors on my block, you know, if the answer is, hey, I can't find you a nice $250,000 condo to move into, okay, well, maybe we'll rent a place downtown. And then I let them know that a two-bedroom apartment downtown is $2,000 a month.
And that's the end of that conversation, isn't it?
And that's the end of that conversation. So now we're back to them saying, well, you know what? We'll just stay in our house that we like. That is a little too big for us, but it's paid off and we don't have to move, right? And in that kind of age range, too, they're not ready to move on to the retirement home or this, you know, that step. So you need that in-between market of, hey, sell the two-story that you raised your kids in and yeah, downsize her. So it's an interesting situation. There's so many variables and factors to it, but it's kind of like the perfect storm, and that's where this logjam gets created.
So, Ryan, as the president of the Grand Rapids Association of Realtors, what's your best guess as to how this market will balance out and how long that will take? What will it take and how long?
Yeah, the million-dollar question, right? That's a hard one. I think even right now, just as we're kind of getting into spring, we're starting to see a few more homes come on the market. So that will help out a little bit. That will let some of the tension and pressure off as more people just naturally list in the spring. But I don't think it's going to solve the problem. West Michigan has a lot of good going for it. For those other factors that I mentioned, the companies are hiring, the colleges are doing well. There's just a lot of good going on. People are moving here from out of state. And so I think the demand's going to keep growing too. So it's going to be a 2 years, I think, because even if you were to start to build, you know, some houses tomorrow, it's typically a 9-month process. So that takes a little bit of time. But before a builder can build, usually, you know, a developer has to go in and lay the infrastructure to put in cul-de-sac in the road and have the lots available. And that takes a couple months. So right there, just to, you know, start a new development and build a house is probably over a year's time. So I'm thinking personally it's going to be about 2 years before maybe we can really catch up. But it could just be an ongoing problem. Grand Rapids has done very well, and if you've paid attention to the news, we're top 10 in all these different categories. You know, top 10 place to land a job out of college, top 10 place for millennials, and, you know, top 10 in a lot of things. Well, when you that attraction like that nationally, it works. So people want to move here. So I think people will be moving here for a while, and it might just be something that we're going to be dealing with, that it's a tight housing market as we go from this small Midwest town to a little bit of a bigger city.
And what's the best piece of advice you could give, particularly millennial, a first-time home buyer that is, you know, wants to come and work in the Grand Rapids area and buy in the Grand Rapids area? What's the most important piece of advice you give them?
Well, they need a backup plan. they need a family friend or someone here. They need a short-term month-to-month apartment or some kind of backup plan so they do have a roof over their head while they're looking to buy a home. And then also, you know, when you're writing offers and you're competing, you have to really dial into the different aspects of an offer to what makes one offer better than another one. And it's not always price. Sometimes it's the larger down payment or a shorter inspection window. There's some different things you can do to make your offer attractive. So with millennials, if they truly have some money set aside, they can write a larger good faith deposit when they write an offer. Or maybe they can put more money down, which in return kind of shows their offer as stronger. So I think millennials setting some money aside to buy their first house is going to put them in a good position to be competitive if they find themselves in that situation.
Ryan Ogle is the president of the Greater Regional Alliance of Realtors, based there in Grand Rapids. We want to thank you so much, Ryan, for talking with us.
Thank you very much.